There's been a great deal of discussion about the possibility and the need for reopening Gilbert, which has been closed for 2 years. We finally came up with four projections and discussed them with the board. So we looked at 4 years of operating under the current arrangement with just K.I. Sawyer open. We looked at that with a bond issue. We looked at opening Gilbert without the bond and opening Gilbert with a bond. And the board came to the conclusion that it was financially feasible and in the best interest of the district to go ahead, reopen Gilbert. However, they do understand it's very critical that there are four conditions that have to be met.
And those four conditions would be what?
No loss of students, which is currently projected. They feel reopening Gilbert is going to retain the students in the district. So they've budgeted and looked at a set level exactly where they were last year, which in essence means no loss. Increase per pupil state aid. Both millage proposals would need to be approved. And then there still would include implementation of some cost reductions.
Okay, so you're holding on to the fact that you're expecting that the enrollment numbers will stay steady or possibly increase with this, and then now you have millage proposals. Tell us a little bit about those millage proposals and what voters will be deciding when they go to the polls.
In August, there will be two proposals. One is a bond issue for $1.5 million, and that is for together they're actually for remodeling, furnishing, refurnishing, equipping, and re-equipping the school facilities, purchasing school buses. There will be a $1 million for the bond, and that's going to be on 10 years.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 11 years.
Okay.
And then there's going to be the sinking fund for $1 million for 10 years.
Okay, so these are looked at to get the funding together, really to get the school up and running, take care of a few things, I'm sure, with infrastructure and whatnot, because the building's been closed now for, what, 2 years?
Correct.
2 years. I'm assuming that it's still relatively usable because of the decision then to move ahead with this, that it isn't, so to speak, a lost cause, but it's going to take a little bit of effort. What is sort of the next thing? What is happening now with the process of getting the school up and running?
Well, we began immediately this week once the board made the decision. So we've had, there was actually an insurance funded incident. There was a roof leak. So there was one room that's got to pretty much be reconstructed. But that all the asbestos has been abated from that classroom. All of the waste has been removed. But now we've got a contractor to come in and do this relatively quickly because we also do have to have a fire marshal inspection and the mechanical and electrical inspection. Furniture has been piled up in some classrooms. There's some ceiling damage, some roof repairs to be done.
Kind of what you would expect, though, in a couple of years of it being closed.
Correct.
Okay. Well, the process is underway of getting Gilbert Elementary going in the Gwynn Area Community Schools. And we have Karen Anderson in the studio with us this morning. She's the acting superintendent at the school district. And this process for voters in particular, if they want to find out more details about it, I'm sure that the office or the board would be happy to answer questions for folks.
They absolutely will. And the board will be holding public meetings and informational gatherings to present that information with specifics and examples so people know what it would cost them on their taxes.
In the studio with us today is Karen Anderson. She is acting superintendent at the Gwynn Area Community Schools, and wanted to talk about that a little bit, that some transitions going on the administrative level at the school, but you'll be working with the staff as you go through this. Tell us a little bit about your plans with that.
We have meetings scheduled next week, one day after school with all of the teachers and paraprofessionals, another day with the Teamsters, so everyone is going to get the same message. They'll be informed and involved as we move forward through this transition. I'm also working with Tom Jane. Tom is aware of everything as we proceed, so that he's very informed and ready when he comes in on July 1 as the superintendent.
Yeah, and Tom Jane is the new hire of the new superintendent starting then in a few months, but as to get through this period, open lines of communication is what you're striving for to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Exactly.
As you look forward to this, and you're going to be helping the district through these transitions and through this time. End of the school year coming up, so you're getting kind of ready for that, and that's always exciting times for the kids. They see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm sure the staff and the teachers do as well, but just things getting ready for the end of the year that you'll be looking at in Gwynn.
Well, after spring break, the time does really fly by. So next week, well, coming up shortly is Excellence in Education Week. So a lot of students are involved in that. And then, of course, graduation is relatively early for Gwen. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just wrapping up. We're preparing, actually, for next year.